In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. First, I want to congratulate all of you for this blessed feast and for being here in the church once more. We are very thankful for our gracious Lord for allowing us this blessing that we witness again the feast of His entry to Jerusalem. And we ask God that He always grant us this blessing from year to year, and never we will be denied being in the church in this blessed occasion. So we find today the people are receiving the Lord and they are very joyful. The whole city even was like filled with thrill and joy, and we find how the people welcomed the Lord as a king. And we heard what they were saying and chanting to Him, Hosanna to the Son of David. And then in 4 days we'll see on Good Friday how the same crowd also was crying, saying, crucify Him, crucify Him. And this is very troubling to see that this kind of short-term alliance or friendship. But before we think of the people of Israel and we start to think why they are doing this, I believe we have to look inside our own hearts. Maybe we do the same. Maybe actually we cannot maintain a longer relationship with Him. Everybody knows how to start any kind of project or a relationship, but not everyone is able to bring this relationship to fulfillment, to an end. So what happened exactly, and why this kind of short-term alliance with the Lord, and what we can see and learn from this situation with the people of Israel? There are multiple reasons why the people were not able to maintain their relationship with the Lord more than these 4 days. The first reason is the different goal. God has a goal in His mind for all of us, and the ultimate goal is for us to be saved, to make it to heaven, to enjoy the true life that is going to start after we depart from this temporal life here. We have also the same goal, but not maybe on at the same, maybe like sincerity. We might speak in different languages. We have different goals. When the people were saying to Him today, Hosanna, Hosanna means save. Hosanna to the Son of David. In their mind, save means deliver us from the hands of the Romans. Come and rule over us and make Israel again a great nation and make them again to be free from the tyranny of the Romans. In the mind of the Lord, He came to save, but to save with a different meaning, to save them from the tyranny of Satan, from the tyranny of sin. This is what He wanted to accomplish with them, and they have a different goal in their minds. Whenever we pray for God, we pray and ask Him to grant us blessings and freedom and safety and love. All of these kind of goals have different meanings in His mind. Even His promises. When God promised blessing, sometimes we say, how God blessed us and we are suffering? As if these two things are contradicting one another. If God truly loves us, then why we are going through tribulation? If He said He should set us free, then why maybe we are enduring oppression? All of these kind of words and terms have different meanings because of different goals between us and God. What happened is, whenever our goals with Him are not met, usually we end up frustrated. And when we are frustrated with Him, then maybe this relationship is not going to really mean anything for us, and we keep it for a certain time, and that's it. We get done with it. So this is the first reason why a relationship with God cannot be maintained for a long time. He means and He wants something for us, and we mean from our relationship with Him something else. The second reason is the stumbling block of the cross. Today, they received Him as a king. On Friday, they have to look at Him crucified. This was a great disappointment. The cross is always a disappointment for those who do not know and understand its power and its meaning. This is what St. Paul said, we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greeks foolishness. Till now, not only for the Jews or for the Greek, for even among us, we look at the cross as foolishness, and many times we consider it as a stumbling block. The offense of suffering while following Christ turns many people away. This question even makes people to become atheists. If God exists, then why there is suffering? This is not, of course, the subject of our talk today, but this is again an issue where we cannot reconcile that. The cross can be still in the same place where God's love abides. But we understand the cross is followed by the holy resurrection. Both of them are in the same package. And when we pick one, we are assured of the second one. This kind of like stumbling whenever there is suffering resemble the second kind of the ground in the parable of the sower. Remember the Lord when he said, but he received the seed on a stony places. This is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. It is good to hear God's teaching and his words. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Once going through difficult times, that's it. Then this is the end of the relationship. The third reason for short-term alliance with God is relying on emotions. Emotions are very strong, and whenever they are there, of course, they are catalysts of something that's like we get very passionate whenever we feel like we are emotional about something. It's exactly like how most of the marriages they start with emotions, and emotions get the people going. But this is not something we can rely on for a long time in any kind of relationship, neither with among ourselves, neither with God himself. Emotions, they come very quickly and also they disappear in the same way. Loving God is not something that depends on how I feel. Loving God is a decision that I make every day. It's exactly like loving your family. It's a decision I make every day. It does not rely on how is my mood today or how I think or how I feel. Many times people, they start their argument with, this is how I felt. You know then that this discussion is not going anywhere. How can you debate anything with emotions or feelings? Feelings are very subjective and they change from day to day. And if we rely on them, we will never be able to maintain a relationship with God. Sometimes people say that I pray when I feel like praying. I read the Bible when I feel like I am longing for God. I go to the church whenever I feel like I like the church or I like the people in the church. This is not the love that we are requested to observe between us and Him. Loving God is a decision, is a commitment, is something that I do, and it is under the control of my will. It's not subject to how I feel. The fourth reason for short-term alliance with God is falling captive to passions. We cannot serve two masters. We heard it over and over. We understand it mentally. But sometimes we find it's like easy to go into this kind of captivity, being captivated by a passion. This passion might be lust, might be anger, whatever we name it. If we are taken by this kind of passion, it's so hard to be in the same way in a relationship that is consistent and reliable with God. And today in the world we live in, there are many masters who are there out to enslave us and to take our freedom away. And if we lose it, then again, there is no way we can be truly friends with God, and at the same time, we are taken into this kind of captivity. The fifth reason for short-term alliance with God is unwillingness to incur a cost. I want to know God, I want Him to bless me, I want Him to be in my house, but I do not want to endure any kind of tribulations or suffering for this kind of relationship. It's exactly like I want to have a family, I want to marry, I want to have children, and then I decide exactly how far I go. And I'm not willing to pay anything further than what I thought in my mind as enough. If we really want to be in a true relationship, then the cost should be incurred willfully, and we agree with it, whatever it takes. Serious people, whenever they are embarking on a project, usually their commitment will make them to say whatever it takes. If this is what's going to be the cost, I will be more than happy to do it. Saint Paul knew that there is a cost in to maintain a relationship with God, to be with Christ. And this cost is for him to lose everything he has. his rank as a Pharisee, maybe his like money, everything, his even life stability, all of these were given away in order to be in a relationship with God. Zacchaeus also got the point. From day one, when he invited the Lord in his house, it's easy to have him for one day. To keep him for life, I have to get the money out. Maintaining something that needs the effort, the expenses, the cost. And this is something also we need to think about it. And we decide if we are willing to incur the cost to keep the relationship or not. The sixth reason is forgetfulness. We get excited about God many times, whenever, especially when He does some kind of a favor. And we are so excited and we are so much like feeling indebted. But after a couple of days, few days, then we forget. And everything has to start over again. That's why the psalmist is reminding himself and reminding us when he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." I wonder if all of us would take maybe like a piece of paper and start writing in it what God did for me throughout all of my life journey. How many times really He saved us, how many times He supported and He delivered, and how many of these we still remember and we feel indebted because of them. The people of Israel in the wilderness, after witnessing God's glory and Him delivering them out from Egypt, few days and they started to grumble. And immediately, once they went into the wilderness, start to feel thirsty, then where is God? What did He do to us? Why did You bring us here? It is not logic to demand the Lord every day to prove Himself as a loving Father. Every day we ask Him, "Where are You? What are You doing? Why You are not doing this and this? Where is Your love for us?" And forgetting all of His benefits and what He did for us. The seventh reason is this big word, compartmentalization. Forget about the word. It is the meaning. Sometimes we deal with God as if like He has a place and time. God is to be known in the church. Out of the church we do whatever. In the street we are somebody else. At home we are somebody else. In my room I am somebody else. There is an occasion where God is to be followed and worshipped. A day like this, we come to the church, we all waving our palm leaves and we are excited and we are happy and we're praying, taking communion. But then what? Then when we go out, what exactly do we do? How we continue outside? When we go back home, which kind of person we are living among our families? Are we the same pleasant people who came to the church in the morning and they were excited and happy and praying and greeting one another with a holy kiss? Or am I somebody else? Sometimes people say, it's my spiritual life. We cannot separate spiritual life from school life, from like social life, from family life. They are all spiritual life, but are under different manifestation. If we deal with God this way, we leave Him on the church hanging on the wall as an icon or a crucifix. This is not a relationship. This is the ultimate self-deception. And God becomes for me just like to numb my conscience. I come to the church and I feel good. And then I go back home and I would go to my work and I live as it pleases. This kind of lifestyle will never be able to maintain a relationship with Him. The eighth reason is when I have different solutions for things in my life. God is not the ultimate solution for everything. I can rely on Him sometimes, but I have my own way. St. Peter, when he stumbled, he and the disciples, when the Lord was talking about partaking of His body and His blood, he had no other solution. That's why he told him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. I have no other solution for my life and my issues. Where should I go?" If I have this mindset, I will always be in a relationship with Him. If in my mind I can have different solutions, God is like maybe some of the solution. He is one of them, but He is not the only one. Trusting my will, I can do anything. Or the wisdom of this world, the world can help me to attain whatever I wish. Chasing the mirage of good life and happiness away from God and saying, "I can be happy. I need God whenever I am in trouble." Not all of the troubles, some of them also I can handle on my own. If this is the way, then God will be very temporary in my life. The ninth and the last one reason why we sometimes go into this short-term alliance with God is when we have wrong dynamics of the relationship. What do I mean by this? If I ask any one of you who God is for you, we will always say God is the master, yes, and He is the wise one. But when we deal with Him, sometimes actually it is reversed. If He is the master, then His will should matter. And what He wants should be what dictates our actions. If I am the master, then it is about me, about my will, but what I want. And I want to make it known to Him, because I want Him to abide by my will. If I am the wise one, then I have the right to be angry at Him whenever things are not going my way. Why you are not doing this? As if He is missing things. Sometimes we go into this kind of wrong dynamics, and instead of Him being the master and the wise one, we like behave as if it is the opposite. This is something need to be corrected. If we have faith in Him, if we trust in Him, that He knows more and He loves us more than we love ourselves, then we can trust Him with our life, and this relationship will be straightened up. Something that's going to continue, knowing that He knows and He loves us more than even how we think of ourselves. Today we find the people are cheering for the Lord, and 4 days they betray Him and they say, crucify Him. We do not want to be like those people. We do not want to our relationship with God to be very short-term lived. Something that happened over a day and over another day, it fades away. May the Lord to grant us all to be able to maintain a relationship. This is His will. This is what He wants to do with us. And I ask God to do this same thing for me and for all of you, to keep us in a relationship with Him till we meet Him in the life to come, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.